Yeah, we're back in studio here with Ben Jedlicka, who is the game warden here for Riley County, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's that day. It's your birthday.
It's my birthday. Yes, it is.
And snow's not in the forecast.
It's not. It's going to be like a spring-like day today, which, you know, I was telling Melissa here off air that on my birthday, you can get all kinds of weather. You can get snow and negative 10, or you can get sunshine and 64 degrees.
Well, March is always that way, isn't it? It's I don't know. It's kind of like October. It can it can blow and sleet and snow, but not this week. You think today's going to be nice?
Yeah.
The fishing fever will be here tomorrow and Wednesday. It's not going to be 80, but we had a few of those days just in. Well, after last week, I kind of got stranded last week. Friday morning was single digits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it finally, the original equipment battery finally failed, and I had a place to be. But I got there. I was up and out early, but it took some running around to get the truck started. New battery, though. Got a new battery on a Friday.
Were you stuck at home, or were you stuck?
Well, I had a plan to be at Fort Riley for four different programs there, all on boating safety, kind of, and water safety. And I made it, but it was a little difficult.
No doubt. Well, that's always a challenge, and you know, it's one of those things, always trying to be prepared. You can be the most prepared, and life throws wrenches at you sometimes.
The fishing fever will be here this week, though. And Saturday, there is a great benefit event. It's the Riley County Auction and Feed, and it's at Seco Park on Saturday. Tickets are $15 for adults and $5 for kids under 12, and it supports a lot of things. One thing it supports is hunter education. The hunter education for the 26th is full and has been full, but there is one that is an online. You take it online, but you go to a field day on Saturday, and that's the field day is at Clay Center, which is kind of close, and that's on the 19th. It's still got places, but they talked about maybe canceling the one on April 2nd. So again, you take it online, and if you're not yet 16, you have to take one of those that has an in-person field day. So that is still got places or you know, openings in order that they take it online and then go to a field day, and when they walk out, they've got a hunter education card in their hand.
All right. Well, specifically this Saturday, that event, let's talk a little bit more in depth about that one. So the dinner is at 5:30, I see. What will that include?
Well, it's being catered by Ricky's from Hanover, and they bring great food. It's kind of a buffet style, but they bring several main courses and lots of sides. We went through and picked from the menu. And we had some discussion, and some kind of peach thing is what I thought would be good. And finally, they agreed with me. They said, yeah, we'll get that peach thing. And I'm sorry, I don't know exactly what it was. But it is a great time. The entertainment is a silent auction where there's a lot of things donated, and they're on the table, and you go around and put a bid down, and then there's a live auction, and I think Jeff Ruckert's doing the live auction. I hope that's who's doing it, because. But anyway, that's kind of the entertainment for the event, and kids will walk away with something. I'm sure of it.
Okay, well, mark your calendars for that. That sounds like a lot of fun. And for those that don't know much about the Riley County Fish Game Association, kind of, how are they involved here in our community?
Well, the hunter education program is one thing. They also support outdoor women programs. There's youth fishing clinics that they helped to support and to organize. The club itself meets every Thursdays. Oh, well, I better not say it's. But they meet regularly, and have a program. The next program is coming up. Is the fisheries biologist from Milford is giving the program, and that's on the 10th of March. Oh, I hope I'm right on that date. I take it back. I know it's not the 10th. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
I don't have the date in front of me, so.
Maybe if they're listening, they'll call in and let us know here.
Well, as far as that art auction goes, I left a pamphlet up front, and as I understand, the K-Man Studios is open up until 11:30 Mondays through Fridays. But you want Christopher Deegan, and they have the phone number up front. So if you call into the radio station before 11 o'clock or 11:30 in the morning, they have the phone number for Christopher Deegan up front.
All right. Very good. I'm speaking with Ben Jellicka here from Kansas Department of Wildlife. They changed the name on it, Manhattan, or the Department of Wildlife Parks and Tourism.
I heard that this place wouldn't attract tourists.
Right.
This morning, I heard that on on the radio, and it's kind of a best kept secret. I got behind a van on Seth Child, and it had a decal, and I had to laugh. It said, "Kansas, it's not that bad," and I just sat there and I had to laugh at that. That's a good one. I don't know where they got that, but.
Well, you know, earlier this morning, Ben, we had some discussion because there's a website called ThrillList.com had a list of the top 50 most beautiful states. Or they listed them out 1 through 50.
Yes, I heard this.
And Kansas came in number 50.
Yeah. Well,
I take great...
No, we know better. I don't know how... maybe they were flying over at a very high elevation. That's the only thing I can think of.
Now, once you get past, like, Wilson, or even Ellsworth, you know, you got some hills, it's scenic. Once you go west, and you got that, you know, the high plains, you know, there toward Goodland and Colby and such.
By far, we live in the
most boring, but around here.
We live in one of the most beautiful parts of the state.
Yes, we do.
And... if you go toward Wilson, and before you get to Wilson, you take a left, that is a really nice area.
Wilson's beautiful. That's a beautiful lake.
Yes.
That may be the prettiest lake in Kansas.
I was checking somebody, and they said, well, I almost went to Wilson. I can be on the water in 2 hours and 15 minutes or something like that. So,
you like fishing at Wilson?
I haven't fished at Wilson. I've been there a time or two. But I haven't got to go fishing at Wilson.
Mm. You know our date's going to be coming up here pretty soon.
Our fishing?
Yeah.
We're going fishing on tax day?
Is that the day that you think it should be?
Well, that's when it really starts. Crappie fishing really takes off right about there.
All right. Yeah, that's a Friday, isn't it?
I'm not sure, but I know that tax day is when the crappie are...
Tax day's the 18th.
...doing well. Close enough.
Okay.
A crappie do well from tax day till May 15th and sometimes after that. And if you're in warm enough water, somewhat before that. So April Fool's Day is not too early to go if you find a place where the water's a little warmer. They like it almost 60, 55 or so. And I've always found that if you're patient, the colder the water, the bigger the fish.
Oh.
But then, as it starts getting done, the water's a little warmer. You catch a lot of fish, but they're not the bigger ones.
Okay.
At least that's what I found.
Good to know.
Now, there's other dates coming up, too. I don't know if you're up to going up on the river, but there are 40-plus canoes and kayaks sitting at the state park, and there's an event coming up. It's on the Kansas River. It's kind of supported by the Kansas Friends of the Kaw, or Friends of the Kansas River, or Friends of the Kaw, and that's April 16th. It will be a big group that goes from the Manhattan Boat Ramp, is what I'm going to call it, and that would be I used to call it
77.
Yes. No, not on 70. 24. On 24.
Oh, okay.
So it goes, I used to call it the Kmart boat ramp. Mm. Well, that just shows you how far back I go.
We're old.
Then I called it the Dick Edwards boat ramp. Nah, you can't call it that anymore. So it is the Manhattan boat ramp on the Big Blue River on your way to Wamego.
Okay.
If you get over the bridge, you're going to have to make U-turns and things on the four lane and do a big circle. But anyway, that's where it starts. And Manhattan Parks and Rec supports that by bringing a dumpster, and we haul stuff up to that river ramp and get it out of the river, get it off the sandbars. And again, it's a best-kept secret that we have sandbars and beaches that go from Junction City to Kansas City, and that area is open to the public. Now, you have to access it from a public boat ramp or a public area. You cannot cross a private property to get to the river. But basically, we have a long string of beaches that basically sandbars. And by the way, those sandbars do go underwater. You have to be careful about what's the water running at, how much water is going through. And there's two measurements. One's a gauge height, but that doesn't tell you much, because each place that you check the gauge, like if you check the gauge at Wamego, it would give you a gauge height, but it's in relation to what's the flood level. So the better measurement is the discharge, or CFS. And if you, it's not hard to find. And I always check at Wamego, because that tells me, well, how much is Milford letting out? How much is coming down the Smoky Hill and the Republican? And then how much is Tuttle Creek letting out? If it's below 5,000, we're calling it a little safer. Right today, it's at 1,500. So as long as the discharge is 1,500, 2,500, 3,000, that there's going to be plenty of sandbars. And I guess kind of call them like beaches.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. Don't take your steamship down.
Yeah.
Not advisable.
Now you're going back a very long way. What, 18-something?
That would have been 1855.
This happens. It's kind of like running aground, which I was kind of ran aground on Friday morning with it being 1 degree. And I was ran aground, but I got my steamship back on the road. If you don't know what that reference is, that's how Manhattan was founded, by a steamship that kind of got stuck on a sandbar. And I guess that's where they decided, well, we better get off.
Might as well stay.
Might as well stay.
There, hey, by the way, another date to put in your calendar is July 9th. That's the Little Apple Paddle.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
Now, you know, there's a lot of dates that go by, and I was listening earlier. I'm trying to figure out that spring break must be. Is it always St. Patrick's weekend?
It's always kind of like in the middle of March.
Yeah.
Generally.
Well,
so
we also have beginner paddles, and on Wednesdays, it's kind of a group-supported paddle on the river.
Is that for overweight adults, too?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Good.
You
good
just,
to know.
You probably, yes. And there's one on May 11th. And that's on Wednesdays, and the ones that are close by are Wednesday, May 11th, and I got it right here. There it is, May 25th. So there's two supported Wednesdays. I take it back, 11th and the 20th of May. Now we're getting all these calendar dates, and I'm not sure anybody's writing them down.
Do you have an app for that?
I do not, but I can leave this information, and they can call up front.
So what's our compensation for being your admin?
Well,
Okay, we've kept him speechless, Brandon.
All right, well, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back with some more information in a moment. At News Radio KMAN.
It is appreciated.